Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mike in Tennessee is calling in with a squeaky floor. Tell us about it.
Yes, ma'am. We had a pop-off valve on our water heater go off and ran about 5 gallons an hour for 3 weeks in our house.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's better than the water heater blowing up on you.
That's true.
And it did its job, but, of course, it made a big mess at the same time, didn't it?
Yeah. A good hint is when somebody puts a water heater in, make them pipe the pop-off valve outside.
Well, you can pipe it. That's right, you can pipe it outside. So what damage did it do, and how can we help you?
Well, the insurance came, and they ripped up all of our carpeting and our subfloor and everything and put it all back. And instead of going back with carpeting, we wanted to use a floating floor, a laminate.
Okay. All right.
And now in some of the places they did not take up, they used their meter to make sure that it was dry, and et cetera, but we got squeaks now.
Okay, and it's under the laminate floor.
Yeah, and my wife's not going to let me put the new floor down until I figure out how to stop squeaks.
Oh, okay, so you've not put the new laminate floor down yet?
We have subfloor down, and then on top of that, they put a quarter-inch structure wood, I think they call it.
Okay.
All right, well, this is good because all you need to do now is identify those squeaks and get them fixed. Typically, the squeaks are going to happen right on top of the floor joists. So where the floor joists are, you're going to want to reattach the floor throughout that entire surface. And what we would use is probably 2.5-inch drywall screws, these case-hardened screws. And you'll drill through the quarter-inch, through the subfloor, right into the floor joist itself and pull that flooring down nice and tight. And the nice thing about using the screws is that they don't pop out, they don't loosen up, they don't allow the nail to pull in and out of the wood, which causes the squeak.
Okay.
So you need to re-screw that whole floor down. You do it with case hardened screws, you do it with a drill driver. So it's a pretty easy project and won't take you very long, and it'll silence that floor, and you're smart to do it now before you put down the laminate.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.